Books and Arts.
Art History. Leonardo and Us. Contemporary reverence for Da Vinci is more about our age than his oeuvre.
In the northern Italian city of Treviso, a Polish pianist, Sławomir Zubczycki, sits down at an instrument that resembles a harpsichord and starts pumping a pedal with his right foot. As his hands float over the keyboard, the sound reaching his audience is as singular as it is beautiful, simultaneously reminiscent of the harpsichord, organ, and a string quartet. The instrument is based on sketches Leonardo da Vinci made in his notebooks of a viola organista, with the dream of simulating a viola ensemble that can be played from a keyboard. Hitting one or more keys brings the same number of strings inside the casing into contact with one of four bow wheels spun by the pedal. Mr. Zubczycki's concert, sponsored by the Benetton Foundation, was among the more unusual commemorations of the 500th anniversary of Da Vinci's death, which falls on May 2nd. It was also a reminder that even in an age of polymaths, the breadth of the Tuscan master's interests was exceptional. It encompassed not only painting, architecture, mathematics, engineering, and numerous branches of science, but music too. How many specialists would we need today to attempt Leonardo's researches? Asks Martin Kemp, Emeritus Professor of the History of Art at Oxford University. At least 13, maybe more. In the Antico Setificio Fiorentino, Italy's oldest working silk mill, Beatrice Fasini turns by hand a vertical warper, a cylindrical machine that prepares yarn for weaving. It was constructed in 1786 and is based on a design by Da Vinci that Stefano Ricci, the fashion house which owns the mill, says has been used in Florence since Da Vinci was alive. If that is indeed so, it was one of his very few inventions that had a practical application.